This is a teaching moment brought to you by Revelation 13 verse 9 ministry. The word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. And we all know that the word that we speak of that became flesh is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the living word. When he was here on the earth, he said, "The words that I speak are spirit and life." Listen keenly. Jesus performed many, many miracles. And as I said before, this is a teaching moment. And this will help you so much if you practice what I am about to tell you. It's a nugget. It's a hidden mystery in God's word. And I'm here to share it with you today through Revelation. Now, Jesus performed many miracles, signs, and wonders while he was here on earth. And we know this by reading the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But notably, in John, the last verse in the book of John, which is John 21, verse 25, it says that Jesus performed many miracles, even that which was not written in any of the Gospels. That even John himself says that if all of these were to be written, everyone, then even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. So therefore you see that he performed a lot of miracles, signs, and wonders. And this is Jesus Christ. And remember, Jesus Christ is the word himself that became flesh. So now you're seeing now that the word is so important. We have the Bible, the word of God. Jesus said it is spirit and life. So it's not just words on a page. They are spirit and life. So here comes the mystery now. He manifested, came here in the flesh, so that we who are heirs of salvation through his death, burial, and resurrection will know how we are to operate on the earth. Now, if Jesus said to us that the words that he speaks are spirit and life, and he's the living word, he's the word of God, he's the word, right? Then he's showing us how we are to live, and we live by power and authority, and he has given us that power and authority. We can do these things by the leading of the Holy Spirit. He said that when he ascends into heaven, he's going to send a comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, that will teach us and bring to our remembrance our things. Now, we must use the word of God and believe in the word by faith. Now, come, listen to me quickly now. Hear me now, quickly. Open your mouth. Speak the word. So I'm going to give you 4 quick points and write them down or go back to it after I'm finished here, or even pause it. So let's go. So as I said, open your mouth. Speak the word. First, you must know the word of God. The word must be buried in your heart. So hear what? The first point. Set aside time to read in the word of God. Open your Bible. Read the word of God. Number 2, meditate on the word of God. So if today you decide that you're going to be reading Psalm 1, read Psalm 1 and go back over Psalm 1 a few times throughout the day, then sit down in your quiet time, find time. You might be busy, find time to spend meditating on the word of God, asking him, praying, God, what is it that you want to show me in your word? What does this mean? Ask questions, because you'll get answers, right? Now, quickly to number 3. Did you know that we can call things into being by our words? Even a situation that seems hopeless, we can call it into being. So hear what? Number three, stop making negative declarations. Things like, poor me, or nothing now gone, or me no have no money. Stop making negative declarations. Look, no matter how tempted you are to speak contrary to the word of God, break yourself to think on the word. Speak the word. Did you know that if you speak what the word of God has not spoken, then you are speaking lies? Yes, because the word is truth, and if you are speaking contrary to what God says, then you are speaking lies. Proverbs 16 verse 25 says that pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. So you can even get sick because you are speaking negative declarations, negative words over even your life, your children, your spouse, over your business, over your job, over your situation. Quickly, number four, use the word always. For example, if you are not feeling well, please, I beg you, do not confess what you are feeling. I know, even though you are feeling sick, do not confess that. Instead, go to the word of God, find scriptures that speaks about healing and health, and do what? Begin to speak it over your life. Do it like Jesus. Say, I am healed by his stripes, and that is found in Isaiah 53 verse 5. Say, I have good health. You have to prophesy it, you have to confess it. Say, heal me, Lord, and I shall be healed. Jeremiah 17 14. Stand on his word and believe, meditate on it. So even though things seem to get worse physically, hold on to the word by faith. Never stop believing and confess God's word. So hear what I said, 4 points. So I wanted to meditate on these things. And I leave you with a question. Whose report do you believe? Will you believe the report of the Lord? The Bible said believe the report of the Lord. So I'm going to just reiterate the points quickly. One, set aside time to read in the word of God. Two, meditate on the word. Three, stop making negative declarations. And four, use the word of God. Always. Amen.